As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I had such a great weekend. Friday night, I went to go see the mighty AC/DC at the Rose Bowl.
Well, I want to ask you a lot of questions about that. We'll do that after 8 o'clock.
Did I, before the AC/DC concert, gather with my friends and shotgun a bunch of beers, like when I saw AC/DC in college? Did I get a ride from my mom and dad and go to TGI Fridays before AC/DC, as I did the first time I saw them as a freshman in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Or did I get a pedicure?
Oh, I know. Ring the bell. You got the pedicure. I know you.
It gets even more un-AC/DC-ish.
Okay.
I got a pedicure.
You're okay.
I got a pedicure with my girlfriend's mom.
Oh, my God.
I'll guarantee you this. I had the best gumball toes of anybody at that Rose Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
I am unapologetic about it. I don't care what you think about me. There are so many guys that roll their eyes or think I'm, I don't know, when I get a pedicure, and I just don't care, because I'll say it, my love language is touch, baby, and I love a good foot rub, and they're the best. Mm-hmm. And they take, and they're healthy, and they feel good, and my toes look spectacular. If AC/DC saw my feet, they'd have stopped the show and pointed them out on the big screen.
Oh God, I hope not. But here's the thing, there's so many men who actually do get pedicures, John, and a lot of construction workers get pedicures.
I think what you mean is real men.
Yes, exactly. And it is, because it is healthy, it is good for you, and you need to take care of your feet. And maybe someone has just never had one and should sit down and try it, and then they'll understand.
I had some guy judge me once. I'll never have anybody touch my feet. No man needs his feet taken care of. And then he proceeds to, like, I don't know, open a can with his toenails. I mean, no. I don't understand. Okay, I'm exaggerating a bit, but you see my point. It's okay, dudes.
Okay.
And by the way, here's a little hint. Your lady would love it if you went to go get a pedicure with her.
Okay. We're glossing over the biggest part of this entire story. The fact that you had a pedicure with your girlfriend's mom. How did the two of you end up on this pedicure date?
Well, my girlfriend Sam's mom is named Mona, or as I call her, Moner, because mm-hmm. she's from New York, and she's everything has an R at the end.
Yeah.
She's so Jewish in New York. It's beautiful. It's as if I imagined the most perfect stereotypical Jewish New York mom, and it's Moner.
Mm-hmm.
She and I have connected. The night before AC/DC concert, Sam and I drove to her family's place in Laguna to spend the night. The next morning, I'm lying on the couch watching SportsCenter. She pops in and says, I'm going to get my nails done. Who's interested? And I'm like, I can use a pedicure.
Sure.
So Sam didn't even go with us.
Yeah.
Just me and Moner.
Yes.
Couple of girls out getting their pedicures. What? Went out to lunch afterwards. It was a delightful afternoon.
And then
I rocked my you-know-what off at the Rose Bowl.
Right.
Standing on my feet the entire time, by the way. My healthy, well-taken-care-of feet.
Yes.
I'm not sure we're going to win the ACM, but if there was an award for best feet in radio, it'd be us.
Okay.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. on KSON.
Garage, there's a bunt to the first baseman. Walker flips, and look out, a collision between Arraez, who's down, and Mauricio Dubon. Arraez went down in a heap, and Mauricio Dubon is right there to make sure that he's okay. A real difficult thing to watch. I believe it looked like, was that him who just kind of put his thumb up in the air?
Thanks to ESPN, Sunday Night Baseball coverage, for that audio. Here's the good news. Luis Arraez is okay. He shared an Instagram post early this morning, actually, informing us he avoided significant injury after that just nasty collision. You know when the opposing team's player immediately drops to the ground and signals people over to come help that somebody is very possibly seriously injured.
And clearly a complete, utter accident.
Oh, that's just the game. If you didn't see the play, Luis Arraez was running out what they call a drag bunt, going full force, and just collides his face with either the elbow or the shoulder of the Houston Astros second baseman. And he went down. It looked like he was unconscious before he even hit the ground. But he was out for a while. In fact, he didn't move for like 10 minutes. And finally, as they were carting him out, neck supported on a stretcher, he gave a very meek thumbs up, which was somewhat encouraging. I'll tell you this. We were watching it while we were enjoying our Easter brunch, and a very beautiful Easter brunch celebration became very serious and quiet, as it did the stadium, for at least 10 minutes, because that's how long it took before we even saw Luis Arraez move.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was so scary. And we're like, also selfishly, man, the Padres are just... players are dropping like flies right now.
Can't this is not something this, we.
Yeah, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is they took him to the hospital, stable condition. He was able to return to the clubhouse actually after the game last night. Went on Instagram and said, quote, "Thankfully, there's nothing to worry about. I'm currently resting and plan to rejoin the team this Monday."
Going to have a big black eye, I think.
I'm not sure that means he's going to play tonight against the Detroit Tigers. I don't think anybody would mind right now or blame the Padres for giving him a rest.
Yeah.
But thank goodness he is okay. He is one of the heart and souls of this team. And the Padres, I bet, rallied around that and avoided a sweep by beating the Astros, who are not an easy team to beat at their place. Mm-hmm. And it was the typical Fernando Tatis Jr. who continues his MVP pace. But the best news about that, win or lose, is that Luis Arraez is going to be okay. Thank goodness.
Hey, it's Carly Pierce.
Hi, Carly. We're glad to have you here today, especially because we're excited that we get to see you again at Stagecoach.
I'm so excited. It's been a long time.
May I give Carly the proper introduction that she deserves, please?
Sure.
Carly Pierce is a multiple CMA winner, a multiple ACM winner, a Grammy winner, and my favorite moment of Carly Pierce is almost making Tammy cry with her, quote, dark eyes when we attempted to punk Tammy years ago when we met Carly at Stagecoach. Carly Pierce is back. Good morning, Carly Pierce.
Good morning. I still remember that, and I felt really bad.
You were so great, but you were also so kind that you immediately dropped character when you saw Tammy start to freak out, which I was a bit disappointed in, quite frankly.
Wow.
I know. I couldn't keep it going. I was too scared.
Well, it's because you were just too sweet. That's why.
Oh, that laugh might be sweet, but Carly Pierce has proven time and time again that you mess around at her show, you bully people, or you are impolite or inconsiderate, and she'll kick your ass all over the place.
Yes.
We are talking to you because we are so thrilled that you are making your return to that very moment where Tammy almost lost it, Stagecoach. Is this your second or third time now?
It's only my second. I've never played other than that whole hot stage in the middle of the sun, so I'm excited.
Besides the unbearable heat the first time you performed at Stagecoach, what was something else you took? Because you hadn't caught fire, maybe literally you almost did, but I mean, as far as your career, you hadn't caught fire yet, but you were just about there. Did you sense that Stagecoach that everything was going to change after that?
I mean, I feel like Stagecoach is one of those festivals, and I feel like even since I was there, I think in 2018, it's grown immensely, and I'm so excited to get back. But I feel like it's always been one of those really special festivals that everybody wants to play, and you have just like a true group of country music fans to where it's all about the clothing, and it's all about the experience and the atmosphere and all the artists, and I'm just really excited to come back. My mom is sitting here laughing, listening to this interview.
That means earlier in the interview, I cursed in front of your mother?
Oh my God!
Carly, why can't you warn a brother that your mother's in the car? Mrs. Pierce, I'm so sorry for my salty language. I apologize immensely.
Oh, She's just, I get the spitfire from her, so don't let her. She's shy. She's like over here looking all, she's laughing. I'm like, yeah, Mom, you're spitfire. Don't even say you're not.
I'm mortified.
That's so great.
Mortified.
I love this.
Oh,
I...
She said, wait, she said something here. She wants to
say it. I said in my younger days, so I apologize.
In her younger days, she was quite great. No, I'm sure good.
There you
I
go.
Love the fact your mom's with you. No wonder you sound so happy.
That's so great. John swore in front of Carly Pierce's mommy. It's so awesome. All right.
I really enjoyed this, though. Thank you for allowing me to sit here and listen.
She doesn't get to hear this stuff very often.
I know.
I bet.
We're not all this good, Mrs. Pierce. I'll tell you that.
If ever a freaking statement was true, she's getting a good one. Some of them are not good.
Yeah, that's great. That's so great. Listen, I'll be prepared and be on high alert from another prank from you and John at Stagecoach. I'll be ready this time.
And I'll have a bar of soap in my hand just in case I get off the handle again.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you, Carly, and thank you. Carly, what's your mom's name?
Mrs. Pierce.
Her name is Jackie. Miss Pierce. Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie, for joining Carly on this interview.
Thank you for allowing me to.
You're darling.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. I'm going to ground myself.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go to my room right now. All right, Carly, we'll see you soon. Is Mom coming with?
Mom has never been to California. Oh, she's here. Here she is.
When I heard that Brothers Osborne, I thought, maybe I should go.
You should. Then you can punish John in person. I love it.
Well, if I do, I'm certainly going to be looking you two up.
Okay.
Oh, that would be so nice. Thank you. What an honor. Okay, you two, lady, go have a lunch. Go have some good times, and we'll talk to you soon, Carly.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to her Friday, hopefully with Miss Pierce, her mother, with her. Friday's lineup also includes Brothers Osborne, Miss Pierce's favorite, and, of course, Zach Bryan, our headliner. We are, it's this week, it's Stagecoach Week. How in the world is it Stagecoach Week already?
I know, it's here, it's here.
If you can't go to Stagecoach, don't worry. Everything you need to know, we are going to bring back to you throughout the weekend. You'll feel as if you were there, but you won't be blowing sand out of your nose for 2 weeks.
That's true.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Go out to David, who's in Oceanside. Good morning, David.
Good morning, man.
Oh, I love a man who starts off a day with a laugh. David, that's do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tammy. I love you, dear, but can you give us a minute?
I certainly can.
David, I got pop culture questions for right. Five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tim. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I'm sure you know this, but I'll tell you anyway, David, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All righty.
Rob Lowe was mistaken for John Stamos by a Hollywood tour bus driver. Luckily, the tourists knew who he was, but Rob still jokingly told the driver he's got to get better at his job. Tell me a sitcom that either Rob Lowe or John Stamos starred in.
I see them in my head, but I can't.
Okay.
Pull them up.
Tim Allen says Toy Story 5 will focus a lot on the cowgirl in the movie and that Buzz and Woody will reunite. What is the cowgirl's name?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
A Clueless sequel TV series is in the works with the actress that played Cher returning. Who is the actress?
That's another one. I can't tell you.
Happy birthday to America Ferrara, who played Betty on what TV show?
I am bombing. I can't tell you.
Okay, David, come on, bounce back. Dolly Parton has a new book coming out in November. It's called Star of the Show, My Life on Stage, featuring stories and photos from her iconic career. Within 3 years, and without going over, how old is Dolly Parton?
86, I believe.
Let's get Tam back in. David, did you have a nice Easter?
I did. It was awesome. And I heard everything you guys said about the Pope, and I was reading about it this morning as well.
Yeah, sadly, Pope Francis passed away overnight. Sad day for Catholics. That was a man that truly,
yeah, it is.
Truly just wanted to do good things. No matter how many feathers he ruffled, that's all he cared about was making the world a better place. And I got a vibe with that.
Exactly.
I'd like to talk to David about this all day and not focus on the fact that David went 0 for today. But hey, whatever.
Absolutely.
Tammy, Rob Lowe was mistaken for John Stamos by a Hollywood Tour bus driver. Luckily, the tourists knew who he was, but Rob still jokingly told the driver, "Hey, dude, get better at your job." Tell me a sitcom that either of the two starred in.
Rob Lowe and John Stamos, Full House.
Yeah, Full House or Parks and Rec. 1-0. Tim Allen says, Toy Story 5 will focus a lot on the cowgirl and that Buzz and Woody will reunite. What's the cowgirl's name?
She is, dang it. I know it, and I just, I'm be so mad at myself.
Jesse,
that's right.
Still 1-0. A Clueless sequel TV series is in the works with the actress that played Cher returning. Who is she?
Can you say that again, please?
A Clueless sequel TV series is in the works with the actress that played Cher returning. Who is she?
Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah. Pronounced Alicia Silverstone, but I'll take that. 2-0. Happy birthday to America Ferrara, who played Betty on what TV show?
Ugly Betty.
And finally, Dolly Parton has a new book coming out November 11th. It's called Star of the Show, My Life on Stage, featuring stories and photos from her iconic career. Within 3 years and without going over, how old is Dolly Parton?
I'm going to say she is 75. Ugh.
You just missed it. She's 79 years old. David with 86. Oh, if Dolly was here, David, she would give you a stern talking to, man. Today, Tammy wins.
Don't worry about it, Tammy. I bombed the whole darn thing.
Oh, cutie.
Doesn't matter, Belle. You still got a great prize.
Yes, David, you are now going to see Dwight Yoakam in the Cosmic Rodeo Roundup Tour. It's going to be in Oceanside July 10th at Front Wave Arena, bringing special guest the Mavericks.
That's awesome. I can't believe it, you guys. I can't not believe it.
It's going to be a great show.
You're going to have a great time, and it's right in your neighborhood. So good for you, David. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, pal, I unfortunately have to have you say this.
I'm David in Oceanside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Easter traditions of Easter egg hunts and spring dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Painting eggs became, let's order a pizza or get some fried chicken.
Yeah. You know, when I was a little girl, we always went to my Grandma Stark's house, and we always had a new Easter dress, white tights, and because we lived in the Midwest, sometimes it was a beautiful sunny day, and sometimes it would be really cold and icky.
Yes. How many times did you go to church or go to your grandma's house in your dress, your white tights, and your big, giant, can't-bend-my-arms winter jacket. I remember shoveling snow on many Easter Sundays.
I know, but it's changed dramatically, and especially now that all my kids are grown and out of the house, and the traditions that we had, John, when we first moved here, of our families getting together and doing Easter, that's kind of petered out. It's changed a lot. This Easter Sunday, it was just my husband and I. We were in a marathon session of Desperate Housewives. Don't ask me how we ended up starting to watch that show again, but we did.
Okay.
And we ordered Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hey, listen. I don't care what time of year it is. There's nothing wrong with chowing down some fried chicken. Maybe my all-time favorite food.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Okay, well, not so traditional Easter from Tammy.
Yes.
Producer Jessica, how was your quote-unquote traditional Easter? Easter egg hunting with Walt?
Might have rivaled Tammy in non-traditional. Grocery shopped, did some laundry, and ordered a Little Caesar's pizza.
Okay.
So, yeah. Look, Walt did the Easter egg hunt thing with my husband's family on Saturday.
Right. Yeah.
And I unfortunately had to work, so I wasn't there for it. And I'm fine with that. I didn't want to go do the whole egg thing. Yeah, it's just
I totally get it.
Did you have to work or did you not want to go? Let's go ahead. No. God's listening, so don't lie.
Look, I did have to work.
Okay.
But was I really that sad about it?
Wow. Well, I guess I'm the only one that's still traditional here.
Okay.
I was so happy to have my daughters with me. Julia goes back to Minnesota in a few, so we really need to take advantage of that time before she goes back to her other home. Abby and Zach, Abby's longtime boyfriend, my girlfriend Sam, and her mom and dad drove down from Laguna. They're part-timers here. They live in Arizona, too, and they came down to spend Easter with their daughter, which is ironic because they got dressed up. Sam bought all the decorations. She got Easter arts and crafts. She had these wooden eggs that we all had to paint. It's ironic because my girlfriend and her family are Jewish.
Yes.
I'm the one that was raised Catholic. And leave it to my Jewish girlfriend and her family to really bring the Easter tradition to my Easter this year.
I love the fact that you did that, but I'm very, very disappointed in you.
Go ahead.
Very disappointed.
Go ahead.
You didn't bring any deviled eggs this morning.
I was going to say the same thing. Okay.
You brag them up. And you talk about how they're the best deviled eggs ever in the world.
Have you not had them?
I have.
Can
and
you not
boy,
concur?
I was kind of hoping that we could have some today.
Well, here's the good news. There are about four left over.
Yeah, you're not bringing them in.
You're
eating those today.
I mean, maybe I will. I'm sorry, okay? I didn't think it was going to be a guilt trip, but yes, I apologize.
When one brags about something and calls it the best ever, one would expect that one would bring them to prove it.
I would be very interested in entering in a deviled egg contest, personally. But either way, it was a wonderful Easter. We hope you had a fabulous Easter with your family, whether it was fried chicken and pizza or the traditions that we all grew up with. Right?
My youngest daughter, she's the only one who still lives in California. She texted me and she said, since you're not really doing anything special, do you mind if I just stay home and clean?
That's fine.
Just sure. Like they did in the resurrection. Someone had to clean up that cave.
It's got to be swept
out. Dude, been in there for 3 days. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
As a young man, he studied chemistry. He worked as a chemical technician. He worked as a bouncer at a bar and as a janitor sweeping floors. And at the age of 21, he went into a church to confessional, was inspired by a priest, and his entire life changed.
Tammy's talking about Pope Francis, who we are very sad to say, to start your day, passed away while you were sleeping at the age of 88. This is such a blow to Catholics, especially, ironically, the day after the most beautiful day in Christianity, Easter Sunday, is celebrated, that Pope Francis passes away overnight. Now, this is going to be a major undertaking now for the Vatican as they begin the search for a new pope. It's exactly like the movie The Conclave without the drama, I hope.
Yeah, right.
And without the scheming.
Yeah.
I'm concerned for my mom. My mom is so into her Catholicism. She actually led the choir in her church yesterday, Easter Sunday. She loves Pope Francis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give her a call.
Yeah, well, you should. Absolutely.
It's a big deal for Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
I actually heard Pope Francis speak while I was in Italy. I'm not sure I told you. I took a trip recently to Italy. I'm going to have to start saying recently when it becomes a year, which it will, Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
My sister and I were doing what was called Rome in a Day. It was a walking tour of all the things you want to see in Rome. And believe it or not, we did it in one day. I think we had like 30,000 steps, but it was one of the most beautiful days of my life.
I bet.
We began the tour with Vatican City. As we were walking, we were all of a sudden detoured because there was this massive amount of people. And I mean massive amount of people. Think about the biggest concert you've ever been to and multiply that by like 20. That's how many people were there.
Yeah.
And that was outside the gates of Vatican City. And all of a sudden, we're hearing talking, people reacting, people cheering, people weeping, people hugging, people praying. And it dawned on us, Pope Francis is speaking right now.
Wow.
It was awesome. And it's a big deal for Catholics today. This doesn't happen very often. Obviously, the search for a new pope is a very serious undertaking for the Catholic Church. And it'll be interesting to see in what direction they go. Remember, Pope Francis was kind of a revolutionary pope.
Mm-hmm.
He believed in equality. He believed in just leading the Catholic faith by love and not old school, maybe outdated traditions. I don't mean to offend, but I mean, that's the step that he was taking, and I think they were very positive steps. My mom, again, she's my Catholic earpiece, and she was very encouraged by the direction Pope Francis was taking the Catholic Church.
Well, he brought a lot of firsts. He was the first pope from the Americas, the first from the Southern Hemisphere, and the first one from outside Europe since Pope Gregory III in the 8th century. He was also the first pope to have an Instagram account, and when he opened it up, had a million followers in one day. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. I was today years old when I heard that he was a bouncer in a bar
as well. Isn't that wild?
That is absolutely wild. Mm-hmm. Pope Francis passing away at 88, ironically, again, the day after Easter Sunday.
I'll say this one more thing. I said it during the college, but it bears repeating. He ruffled a lot of feathers, okay? A lot of old school.
Who are you shaking your finger at?
I don't know. He ruffled a lot of old school feathers. In the end, all this man was concerned about was making the world a better place. Mm-hmm. And if that's not a leader, I don't know what is, man.
Yeah.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. It wasn't the first time I had seen AC/DC live in concert. I was surprised I was getting another chance. I was actually very thankful to get another chance. These guys are, they're old. And that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, Friday at the Rose Bowl, they looked old. I don't think they sounded old, Tam.
Sounds a little old.
He's always, he doesn't sound old. He looks old. He's always sounded like that. But okay, they're old. It didn't matter.
John.
I know what you're going to ask.
Did they
open?
Let me ask the question so people know what I was going to ask you. Did they open up with the best opening song for a band ever in the history of rock and roll? I swear to God. Did they open up with Thunderstruck? You damn it.
No. I love how you say that it's the best opening song in the history of opening songs, and they've never opened up with it. No, they did not open with Thunderstruck. They played Thunderstruck, and the entire crowd sold out. There was not an empty seat in the Rose Bowl, by the way, and the parking in the lot would prove that. Mm-hmm. The entire crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awesome.
I've been to, I think twice now I've heard it at a country concert where right before the artist that was going to come out, they played that song.
Sure.
And it's so perfect.
Here was what you would really love about this, despite the fact that you get to hear songs that everybody has sung to, mm-hmm. like this one. There were grandfathers, there were husbands and wives. The best thing about it was parents bringing their kids, and their kids in their little black t-shirts, holding their dad's hands on their parents' shoulders, jamming to AC/DC because that's what their parents played for them.
Mm-hmm.
That was the beauty, and that is what makes music so awesome, and that is why I was so happy. I don't care how old they were.
Yeah.
To be at an AC/DC concert for probably the last time, I'd imagine.
One of the sweetest memories I have is taking my son and his best friend when they were probably 8. My husband was so excited to take them to Kiss.
Oh, what a treat that must have been for them.
It's such a great picture of Grayson and his dad, just like rocking out. It was awesome.
It was a really, really awesome time.
I'm glad you had a good time.
I did. Next stop. Stagecoach this week.
Woo!
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to Casey and Claremont. What's going down, Casey?
Nothing much. On my way to work.
All right, Ben. Well, as you're doing that, why don't you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right. Get out of here, Tammy.
All right.
I'll skip out.
Casey, I got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also, we're going to remind you, pal, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
America Ferrara had a birthday on Friday. She was a co-star in one of the biggest movies last year about a popular doll played by Margot Robbie. What was the movie?
It was an anime movie, right?
Nope. Live action.
I'm bad at the movies, so I'm just gonna.
Okay.
We're gonna have to pass on that one.
Let's see how you do on music then. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen released a new song on Friday. What was the name of their first single together that went to number one and was the biggest hit of last summer?
Oh, it's I'm blowing. Something to drink. Pour me a drink.
All right, let's see how you do on TV. Happy birthday to Joey Lawrence, who played Joey
in what very special 90s sitcom that starred Mayim Bialik?
Got the wrong person today.
Let's see how you do with sports. The NBA playoffs are underway. The Lakers are down 1-0 to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Who won the NBA championship last year, Boston, Golden State, or Dallas?
It was Golden State.
And finally, Coachella is done, and now it's our turn as Stagecoach begins on Friday. Which number Stagecoach is this?
Oh, this is number... this is number 18.
All right, let's get Tim back in. All right, Casey, you said you're going to work. What do you do for a living, pal?
Well, I work at a nursery, plant nursery. So I'm with beautiful, lovely plants all day. And
you're describing Tammy's husband's dream job.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. I'm with all these plants, like nature, and with beautiful customers. And
right on, Casey. Awesome. I love hearing a guy that loves his job. Yeah. That sounds great, man. Case did 1 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Timmy, American Ferrara had a birthday on Friday. She was a co-star in one of the biggest movies last year about a popular doll played by Margot Robbie. What is it?
Barbie.
Casey didn't know. 1-0. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen released a new song on Friday. What was the name of the first single together that went to number one and was the biggest hit of last summer?
I Had Some Help.
That's right. 2-0, Tam. Happy birthday to Joey Lawrence, who played Joey in what very special 90s sitcom that starred Mayim Bialik?
Blossom.
That is right. 3-0, Tammy. The NBA playoffs are underway. The Lakers are down 1-0 to the Minnesota Timberwolves. I say that very selfishly as I am a Minnesota Timberwolves fan, and that was a surprise. Anyway, who won the NBA championship last year, Boston, Golden State, or Dallas?
Golden State? No.
They had a wicked party in Boston when the Celtics won again. Casey also went with Golden State, so 3-1, Tammy.
I realized after I said Golden State, it was Boston. I was like, oh, my dad's going to be mad at me.
Uh-oh. Well, we won't tell your pops. How about that?
Yeah.
Finally, Tammy, as you know, Coachella is done, and now our turn as Stagecoach begins this Friday. What number Stagecoach is this?
Okay. I'm trying to think. Let's see, 25. I'm going to say 28. No, 18.
Tammy Arthur Lee. I'm so disappointed. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
18.
I added 10 on there because I was thinking it's 2025, and I don't know why I added that extra 10.
Don't speed time any more than it needs to be sped. It goes fast enough, man.
Yeah.
All right, Casey, today Tammy beat you by a score of 4-1. By the way, Casey, props, got that one right. You're not getting any money from Tammy today, Casey, but we got a great prize for you.
Casey, you have a pair of tickets to see Dwight Yoakam in the Cosmic Rodeo Roundup Tour at Front Wave Arena in Oceanside Thursday, July 10th, also guest starring the Mavericks.
Sweet.
Casey,
appreciate it.
Enjoy that, pal. Enjoy your wonderful day at work. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Casey in Claremont, and I flunked out Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It was an odd text, to say the least, over the weekend when producer Jessica texted us, hey, what's a good cheap beer?
We're like, what?
It's as if you just turned 21, by the way. Like you've never bought beer before?
I felt like it.
What is this thing called beer I've heard things about?
So producer Jessica was out shopping. We're prepping to get ready for Stagecoach this coming weekend. And it was her job to go get everything for our interview trailer, which includes water and beverages and apparently cheap beer, which is great. Did you go with the Coors Light?
I did go with the Coors Light. Here's the thing. If I drink beer, I usually drink like an Ale Smith or something like that. I needed something that would appetize the entire crowd that was cheaper because we only had a small budget for booze. And I may have already used a lot of it on the hard stuff.
No, well, nobody likes a heavy beer at Stagecoach, by the way.
No.
Too hot.
I don't want people to think that while we're working at Stagecoach, we're pounding booze the entire time. But we do have some breaks, and we do have some downtime. And we are adults after a hard day's of work who enjoy a little something-something.
You sound a little defensive. You don't need to be so defensive.
All of a sudden, she's talking like $400 for all the booze we need at Stagecoach. Like, good Lord. We are there to work, after all. And I know we're not there to, like, you know, fly a plane or perform surgery, right, but right. We are still working.
We also offer the artists who come to be interviewed the chance to have a beverage as well.
There was one year we were empty on day one.
Yeah.
And that was bad.
Well, because artists come in and they have a drink and then they tell their people and those people tell their people. And before you know, we got 20 people drinking our stuff.
Easy. Yeah. We were doing just fine until the guys in Midland showed up. Yeah. And they're back this it's year. Over. So put that in the closet when they get there. They'll probably even sniff. Oh, I know it's here somewhere, man. I know it's here somewhere.
I did go overboard a little, and I felt like a kid in a candy store, and I went to Total Wine, which I never done a big shopping trip at Total Wine before. I've been in there to browse and grab, mm-hmm. like, one bottle of wine, mm-hmm. but I've never been there to do, like, actual booze shopping, and I did shop around. They had the best prices.
Okay.
Such a nerd.
And I was so confused, and I kept wandering, and the guy's like, do you need help? I'm like, actually, I do.
Jessica, I don't mean to call you out, but you're... In your 30-ish's, right?
Yeah, past that. But
okay,
it's
yeah.
Gone.
Again, first time?
Well,
in a liquor store?
I want to make sure everybody's happy, and it's what so hard.
What is this place? I don't even know where to begin.
Look, I usually just go get my wine and I get what, out.
Is this a Halloween store? I'm not sure. Are you messing with us? Or are you being serious?
No, I was very... Well, because, like, I couldn't find the Jack Daniels. I'm like, where's the Jack Daniels? And he'd be like, usually the big brands, they're on the bottom shelf. I'm like, okay, good to know. And I wanted the big bottle of Jack Daniels, so that's what I got. And then I was
Tammy,
looking...
do you drink Jack Daniels?
I do not.
I don't drink Jack Daniels. Who's that for?
I don't know, somebody
the
else.
Big bottle. Yeah, yeah. You've never been
them.
To a liquor store, Jessica. Where's the Jack? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
And we got two bottles of Jack Daniels, but it was on sale if you bought two, so.
You're bringing two handles of Jack Daniels to Stagecoach, and you're the only one that drinks Jack Daniels?
There's other coworkers that drink
it. I didn't know what to do my first time at a liquor store. I didn't even know they sold Jack Daniels.
And you saved money if you bought two.
Oh, you are full of it. I think I'll just start a little light. Just give me two bottles of Jack Daniels. And no, the big ones. Oh, should be a memorable Stagecoach for a couple of us,
oh,
at least.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, man. Please be safe as you enjoy your stage.
Yes.
Enjoy away, man. The weather's going to be perfect. The vibe will be perfect. They'll have cleaned all the leftover Molly from Coachella off the grass by then. We're gonna have a good time at Stagecoach this year. Be safe, okay, right. And enjoy yourself. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Brooks and Dunn are nominated for another ACM for Best Country Duo.
They've won 16 times.
Yeah. And with all due respect to the dudes, we've said this before, not really sure why they've been nominated the last 4 or 5 years, but they still are legends, and they are getting the recognition that they have so earned and deserved the night before the ACMs.
Yeah, it's during the Play Something Country Gala, where Eric Church and Cody Johnson, Keith Urban, Lainey Wilson, and more are going to be performing some of their biggest hits. It's a big event that they do the night before the ACMs because it's a fundraiser for the ACM Lifting Lives, which focuses on mental health initiatives in the country music industry. So it's all for a great cause. And I love this. And I'm thinking then the next night, after whoever wins Duo of the Year, they just finally change it to the Brooks and Dunn Duo of the Year.
Are you hoping to say that enough times that somebody that works for the ACM says, huh, she got a pretty good idea there?
Yeah. Right. Well, eventually, maybe. I mean, they still haven't got a clue on who we are.
No, they don't. They've never heard the name Parmalee. With all seriousness, not even nominated for Best Group. Oh, let's not rain on Brooks and Dunn's parade.
Yes.
The big party for Brooks and Dunn will be the day before the ACMs, which, by the way, will be televised on Amazon Prime again. Will you see San Diego's morning show smiling for the cameras, holding a trophy?
We don't know, but
you know, we got a 1 in 5 chance.
And remember, we do have John and Tammy's ACMs, which are the awards for community magnificence, where right now you can nominate your favorite place to get messed up on a Saturday night safely.
Safely is the key.
Yes.
Go to KSON.com.